T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get out to the SDCCU fan hotline. I'm sure we're making him jealous as well because he's not here with us. Mr. Mark Ziegler from the UT. How are you, Mark? What's going on this fine Thursday?
I was just in that neighborhood. I could have stopped by and been on with you live and had a slushie.
That would have been where's that?
I got a slushie right here with your name on it.
No, that's my name.
Oh, that's your name. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah.
I tried.
Got to fight Keith for it.
You should have seen him rip it out of my hands. My goodness. So what's going on with the I read some of your stuff on the Aztecs and the TV schedule and Craig Thompson talking about what they may or may not do in the Mountain West Conference in terms of what TV deal they work out and whether it's important enough to try and get some of these games played a little bit earlier. Where does that stand right about now, Mark?
Well, they open they have an exclusive negotiating window that opens April 30th with CBS Sports. And I think it goes for a month or two. And then ESPN has an exclusive window, and then they can start talking to other people. They kind of expect they'll wait till the fall to make a final decision, unless someone throws them a ton of money in an offer they can't refuse right now. But that's what happened the last time this came open. They never got past CBS. They re-upped. And I think this time they're going to take their time and look at all their options. And they have so many different options. I mean, they could look at this and just say, hey, maybe we just be really progressive here, and maybe we go all digital and we control our tip time and kick times and days and all that, and we'll be the first conference to try this. Or maybe they think that's just too far ahead of getting ahead of themselves, and they just keep with what they have now, which is sort of a part linear, part digital strategy with different networks. But there's just so many options for them, and it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out.
When you say digital, Mark, are you talking about broadcasting online, something like the Mountain West Network does? Because I already do a bunch of stuff for them on the quote minor sports and some tennis and some soccer and some events like that. They have a network that they produce their own telecasts. And they're very, very good. I mean, they're quality broadcasts, and I figure so many people watch online now that maybe that would work. I don't know, on football and men's basketball.
So, I mean, the issues are that, this is the way ESPN is going. And the ESPN contract with the American Athletic Conference, the way it's structured is they're going to have some games on ESPN2 and U, but a huge number of Olympic sports and a lot of basketball games as well are going to be on ESPN Plus, which is a premium service streaming, and the schools are responsible for the majority of that production, and that kind of takes away that you get more money, but now you got to pay more for the production, and that could be the wave of the future. The problem is, and Craig Thompson points this out, the alums who are paying the freight at most schools are elderly. They're retired. They just want to know what channel it's on. I mean, smartphones scare them. And so he's wondering if they're just a generation away from that, or another 10 years away from that, where everybody's comfortable finding ESPN Plus. And trust me, we know. We hear about it. I can't tell you how many emails I get when the game's on ESPN3, how many emails I can get. You can tell it's from somebody who's elderly, who's not comfortable with the technology, and they're like, what channel is it on? I'm like, it's not on a channel. What do you mean? How do I get it on my TV? And, we all know, we've got parents. Parents have tried to use cell phones, and it's a mess. And so that's what they've got to really weigh. And they're kind of caught between generations. And then second part is, when it's digital, you can control your kick times, because it doesn't matter. They can put tons of games on all at 7 o'clock, and there's plenty of space on the Internet. But when it's linear, you have to get into a slot when it's regular TV that TV dictates. And I think, when you're in the Mountain Time Zone and it's a 9 o'clock Tuesday night basketball game and it's snowing outside, it just kills your gate. And a lot of these people are saying, I'd rather have the gate than have the exposure. So they're going to hash it out. And again, it's the Mountain West, and no, it's not one size fits all in this conference. You got big markets, small markets, mountain communities, you know, coastal communities. And it's just, I'm not sure how they're going to sort that out, but they're going to have to.
San Diego Union Tribune, Mark Ziegler joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Mark, I find it to be crazy that we're talking about digital, we're talking about TV contracts, ESPN, CBS. How far has the Aztecs, and not only Aztecs, the Mountain West Conference come in terms of this, of these TV contracts?
Well, the problem is that the power conferences, you know, there's only so many big networks out there, right? And they are all with the power conferences. And the Mountain West and the AAC and Conference USA are all trying to fight to get to that level. And they're just not at that level. And so, I think a lot of people need to have reasonable expectations about what the Mountain West is. You know, to us, that's our conference. That's, for San Diego, that's the conference that the biggest school in the city plays in. And we know all about it. But you get outside of the Mountain and Pacific time zones, nobody knows what the Mountain West is. It's just another small conference. And so there's just not enough national reach or interest. And so it's hard to say, well, they should be on ESPN2 every single night. Well, it's just not the reality. And they kind of are what they are. And I think they have to come to grips with that first.
Mark, I don't know if this is out of left field or deep left field, but there was certainly some talk of, you know, in the last 10 years about the Aztecs and maybe somehow, some way, someday they could get into one of the major, quote, major conferences, whether it be the Big 12. The Pac-12 always seems like a pipe dream. They always want to shut San Diego down. Is there still in the back of the minds of San Diego State a hope, a prayer that someday they would be able to escape, for lack of a better word, the Mountain West and get in a bigger deal?
There has to be, right? You have to aspire to that because, you look at the Mountain West, this is the biggest market, it's a major city, and you're in the same conference with, and no disrespect because they're great places, but they just, in terms of market size, you're the same conference with Logan, Utah, and Albuquerque, and Boise, and Colorado Springs, and Fort Collins, Colorado. I mean, these are small mountain towns, and San Diego State, certainly deserves better. But the Pac-12, I don't think they have no reason to bring San Diego State in. They already own this market in terms of TV ratings. When you see the TV ratings for UCLA and USC for football, they're higher than they are for San Diego State football in most games. So there's no reason for them to bring San Diego State in to get the market. And then you have something like the Big 12, which was, maybe going to have to expand out of necessity. But the people I talked to there, and I've talked to, I'm not going to say who, because this person asked me to really think, it's about as high as you can get in and around the Big 12. It's just laughed at it and said, it's not happening. And so, that's what they're going to aspire to. And that, and a lot of that's due to the size of the university and the national presence of the university. And now you have if they get the stadium built and the football program keep winning, the basketball program keep winning, it makes it more viable for some of these conferences, but I just think it's just such a long shot. It's too bad. But you have to answer your question, you have to aspire to that, because that's really the only way to financial viability for San Diego State sports if they want to be something bigger than what they are right now.
Yeah. Mark, let's talk a little bit about the actual basketball on the court. We've talked a lot about this TV contract. The Aztecs have had a few transfers come into the school, had to sit out. Will these guys be instant contributors once the season starts?
Absolutely. I was thinking about your dad. They kind of brought in some players that played like your dad played. Real active, pass-first mentality, play off a ball screen, can shoot a little bit. And what's interesting is that they've got to remake their backcourt, right? They lose Devin Watson and Jeremy Hempley, both seniors. And they're bringing in three guys, veteran guys, all transfers, and all really dynamic players. They can score it, they can pass it, they can penetrate, they can shoot it, they can play with the ball in their hands, they can play without the ball in their hands, and it's going to be really interesting to me. I think they're going to be a much more perimeter-oriented team than we've seen. They were a kind of range team with Jalen McDaniels last year, and I think they're just going to kind of throw these guards out there and just let it rip, and I think it could be really exciting to watch. That's where basketball is headed. There's not as much It's much more a free-flowing game. That the rules have changed, the way they call it, more freedom of motion. And so why not have players who can move and can move with the ball? And I think that's what we're going to see. And I think they're all going to have impacts. Trey Pulliam is the JC transfer. KJ Fegan, the fifth year from Santa Clara. And then the traditional transfer who sat out this past year, Malachi Flynn from Washington State. I saw him every day in practice. And I'm telling you, he's the best player on the team, even though he was sitting out. So, and these other two guys are right up there. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they integrate those guys into what they have already. But it could be pretty exciting.
We got to let you go, Mark, but I have to ask, where are we at on the younger McDaniels for as far as recruiting coming to San Diego State?
You know, I talked to someone in his camp about a week ago, and I said, what do you think? When are you going to have a decision? He goes, I don't think he's even thought about it. I'm like, what? He goes, he's just been playing like all-star games, working out. And he goes, you got to understand what kind of kid this is. You know, everyone around him is like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he hasn't even sat down to think about it. And he doesn't have to. He's a top five player. Everyone's going to hold a scholarship for him. But I think San Diego State is, you know, is very hopeful still. But I think they're also moving ahead with Plan B. I mean, they've got a kid, a fifth-year transfer from Vanderbilt, who's 6'10", 230. He's a stretch four, who's coming in this weekend, Yanni Wetzel, for a visit. You know, I mean, if he wants to come, they're taking him. And so I don't know if that tells you, reading between the lines, that maybe they think their chances are diminishing. But I think they're just like, you know, they just can't sit and wait around. They've got to try to put a team together, and they're trying to get more older and more veteran players. And if he comes, they'll feel certain to play, but I don't think they're holding their breath.
Mark, always awesome. Thanks for the visit. Appreciate it. We'll save you some tater tots. If you feel like jumping in the car, drive on by to Sonic. We'll be here till 7. But thanks always for
thanks,
coming
Mark.
On the show. Love talking to you.
All right, my pleasure. Yeah, that's all I get a tater tot because my Slurpee already got grabbed away. So,
yes, Tony took that. The Slurpee in a hurry, or the slushy in a hurry. Thanks, Mark. Mark
right.
Ziegler there from the San Diego Union Tribune on the SDCCU fan hotline. Yeah, you can nominate SDCCU as best credit union in the Union Tribune's readers poll. Daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union, not big bank banking. It's better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.